heart of the Citadel was a room called the Bridge. Mr. Fibulae was wanted on the Bridge, but Mr. Fibulae wasn't coming. Not today. Today, Mr. Fibulae was crouched in a cupboard, wiping his glasses with a dirty cloth. It was only making things worse. Every event in Mr. Fibulae's life made things worse. At his feet lay a vast stack of paperwork. He had stayed up late the night before, clearing all of his paperwork away until his desk was empty. He had come in this morning, before anyone else, to find his desk full again, crammed with documents, memos, counter-memos, circulars, and even junk mail assuring him that a long-lost friend on a distant planet had shares in a diamond mine. Mr. Fibulae had found this letter so absurd, he had almost laughed. He'd stood there, staring at it, urging the sides of his mouth to move. They did not move, up or down. He swept away his thoughts about the vast pile of paperwork to concentrate on the piece of junk mail. It was so repellently ironic, he just couldn't figure out how it had got there. Just for a moment, he wondered if the captain himself had placed it there. But no. No, he couldn't have. He finally started sifting through the rest of the new day's relentless paperwork. Reports from the automated mines, diagnostics from the engines, and a set of standard termination fee orders for the latest victims of that thing. Mr. Fibulae signed those first. That thing was getting hungrier. Mr. Fibulae then turned his attention to the last folder on his desk. It was a summary of ancillary personnel displacements caused by manoeuvres. He opened it, grimaced at the total, and shut it hastily. This time someone had gone too far. He wasn't sure what made him then go and crawl into a cupboard. It may have been the staggering total contained within the folder. It may have been that someone came in, smirked at him, dropped a dozen more folders on his desk. He didn't know for sure, but Mr. Fibulae went and hid in a cupboard anyway. It did not make Mr. Fibulae feel any better. For a moment he curled up there and felt almost safe. And then to his horror, someone pushed more folders under the door. They knew he was here. They'd come and fetch him eventually. When the captain had grown tired of calling for him. Aghast, Mr. Fibulae watched the folders slide under the door one by one, kicking at them with his heels. Why was there so much paperwork? After all, they were supposed to be pirates. The doctor was also hiding in a cupboard. As he was an ancient lord of Gallifrey and the owner of an infinitely huge time machine, it was a very large cupboard, but nevertheless, it was still a cupboard. The doctor was on a quest, and those always made him sulky. The key to time may have been the most powerful object in the universe, but the doctor found it boring. Yes, it was the supreme fragment of the previous universe. Yes, it could restore the balance between good and evil in this one. But really, did there have to be 6 pieces of it? The doctor had been assigned the task of collecting the key to time by the Guardian, a glowing white figure who, if not exactly God, was certainly happy to fill in for him if he was busy. So far, the doctor had collected 1 piece out of the 6 and was thoroughly over it. 6 segments. He kept on returning to that. He had enough trouble finding his hat. Now he had to find 6 whole bits of a thing. It required dedication and single-mindedness and all sorts of other things that the doctor, frankly, was lacking. He understood the idea of why the key to time had to come in a limited edition collect-the-set format. After all, it was the most powerful object in the universe, and if it just lay around, anyone could get their hands on it. Therefore, it made sense to split it up a bit. But really, 2 chunks would have been plenty.
Hello, I believe you have the other half of the key to time. May I borrow it for the afternoon? Any particular reason? Not planning on taking over the universe? Not as such, no.
All right. Perhaps 2 slices was a little strict. But surely causality could scrape by with 4 segments. Having to hunt down all 6 was just vexing. It was like having to do a really important jigsaw with the danger that at any moment you'd find the missing bit of sky was in the hands of the Black Guardian. The Black Guardian, by the way, was a rather ominous figure.